This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we jammed in a lot of guests today, but I still got my 9 minutes with Bernie Miklas. What's up, my friend? Welcome to, back to Sports on a Sunday Morning.
I can't believe we're working together again. I mean, you never say never. I was teasing you on X that, you know, the last time we worked together, which was just a wonderful experience. You were, I don't know, like 16 years old or something. And of course you weren't. You were older than that, but you were, the kind of the young guy, like the next star, and you were working your way up. And what this means, not that you were 16 years old then, it means that I'm really, really old now. So it's wonderful to be back with you and with Camoy.
It's great to be with you. If you can believe it, I turn 50 next year. So, yeah.
You know what? People are going to say, will you guys just shut up about this stuff? I swear to you, you don't look 50 years old. I mean, you still have that quality, that youthful quality. So you have aged very well, and your career has taken off. I'm very happy for you. And dare I say, is it okay to say I'm proud of you?
Oh, man. Love you, man. I mean, look, so we spent a lot. One thing that you taught me was to be yourself. You know, I tried to be like Mr. Camo X. Like, I'm trying to be this young broadcaster like they did in the 1960s. And you know, you're like, hey, man, you're like, you're in the locker room. You're in the clubhouse. Like, they respect you. You can give your opinion. It's okay. You know, come out of your shell a little bit. And, you know, we were good for each other. So it's great to be back with you. It really is. And you don't, let me put this out there too, just to get things going. Anybody, and I know you've heard this too, like, oh, Bernie Miklas is on Camo X, so he's going to, he's not going to be critical. He's going to toe the company line. No.
I don't believe that's in my contract. So, you know, sure enough, like, let me tell you a really quick story. So I've been really, really hard on Ali Marmol for some things. And that's just, you know, I'm going to call it as I see it. I don't have any personal dislike for anyone or to the contrary, if I really, really like someone. I mean, I feel you're letting listeners, readers, whomever down by, you know, sort of having a bias just because you like someone. But the other day I did something on YouTube where I talked about how Ali Marmol this year, you say what you want, he's done a fantastic job handling the bullpen. And it's one of the reasons why they have so many close wins. It's one of the reasons why they have lost two or three games after the seventh inning this year when they've had a lead. They are a top 10 bullpen across the board. The first thing that I get on social media is like, oh, well, you know, Bernie's with Camo X now. So here we go. I guess this is the way it's going to be. It's like, no. I based my case for talking about how great a job Marmol has done with this bullpen this year is based on about 15 different facts. I mean, you know, so anyway, but you're right. People are like assuming I'm going to, you know, be some parrot or something. I'm not a parrot. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. And let's be real. I mean, this has been a disappointing season. It's been a disappointing decade. I mean, they're not the power that they used to be. I just talked to John Mozeliak, and I know you heard the interview, and you can hear it in his voice. Well, he said it. Change is coming. He said a lot of things there, actually. One is that he's not going anywhere. Two is that change is coming from within. And when I asked him about getting outside help, he said, that's already done. He said the interviews are going to take place. So it sounds like the wheels are in motion. We'll believe it, I guess, when we see it with this organization. But I don't think anybody would deny that the way they were doing things doesn't work anymore.
They listen, DeWitt and Mozeliak together, and, you know, before that, Jeff Luhnow was there, and, of course, Walt Jocketty back in the day. they built a terrific model. Bill DeWitt, when he came in 96, took over, he made major changes in the organization, and he renovated it. He reset it, and he was very aggressive, and he was also ahead of his time because he brought Jeff Luhnow in. And I remember locally, people are like, what the heck is he doing? Why is he bringing some business school guy in here? So Bill DeWitt knew exactly what he was doing, and he wanted a different model. He changed the model. They needed to have better drafting and developing. They needed to have a more efficient payroll, not a cheap payroll, but to get their money's worth out of what they spend. And that's exactly what they did, and that continued for a long time. So the way I see it is that the Cardinals model, which was so great for so long, it really did get old and outdated and stagnant. And I think maybe they were a little too slow to make changes, and I think that's fair. I'm happy that they are going to be making changes, and I think I've written this and I've said it, and I'll say it again. I saw Bill DeWitt basically restore the greatness of this franchise when he took over. I think Bill DeWitt's got a part two in him, and I hope so, because if they don't make enough changes, what's going to happen is that the fans that have really kind of become disillusioned, that's not going to get much better. I think there needs to be a major overhaul. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Yes. And again, for the millionth time, the fans are not to blame for this. I think you and I jumped on this immediately. And when I heard it secondhand that Greg Amsinger, who I love, I mean, Greg used to work for us. He's great. Right. He's my friend, but you know, he gets on there. I don't know if he was having a bad morning or what, but he got on another radio station and starts shaming fans, it sounded like, for not coming to the game. Like, what? I mean, come on, man. That's not even close.
I know. And the thing about it, the Cardinals had a horrible last season. We know that. And this year has been up and down. I do respect the fact that they've been playing really good ball, you know, here of late. The problem is the people they have to catch in the wild card race are playing just as well. So they need some other teams to just fall apart, you know. But anyway, you know, let's not confuse tickets purchased with who's in the number of people in the ballpark. The no-shows thing has been glaring. It's been obvious. It's one way fans are just sort of expressing their dissent or their disapproval by, you know, the way the things are going. But in a second year that's not up to their Cardinal standards, second year in a row, I mean, this franchise is still sixth or seventh in terms of tickets purchased per game. It's not like fans have abandoned a team and, you know, the Cardinals – like average attendance per game is like 17,000. I'm talking about tickets sold. The people have expressed themselves by not actually coming through and filling the seats that they bought. And I think the Cardinals have gotten the message. I would be stunned if they haven't, because I know Bill DeWitt doesn't like this. We've talked about that in the past. The idea of empty seats really gets his attention. So we'll see what's going to happen after the season.
There's a refresh everywhere when it comes to this organization, without a doubt. Bernie Miklas, final thing. We got about a minute or so to go.
Sure.
But I want to make sure that people pay attention to what you're doing on YouTube. You know, this is a lot of what I hoped for you is that you would have that forum, and you make the most of, I think they're like 15 minute videos a piece. So it's very watchable. It's not like you're sitting there for an hour watching somebody talk to a camera, and you get right to the point. It's just like classic Bernie. So I want people to subscribe to your YouTube channel.
Yeah. It's youtube.com/ at the Bernie Show. And we've been doing this just less than a month, and I've got already a ton of subscribers and an unbelievable amount of page views. And the thing of it is, I am branching off and making them a little longer, some mm-hmm. of them. I think if I go, you know, 30 minutes, it's okay, because it's kind of like a radio segment, and people don't mind hearing me ramble and babble on. So anyway, thanks for, I'm excited by it. So thanks so much for bringing that up.
And of course, your great writing is always there at Scoops, Danny Mac, scoopswithdannymac.com. So man, I mean, you know, as soon as I mentioned Bernie Miklas is back on KMOX, they're like, oh, I miss Bernie bits. I'm like, you can read him. I mean, the guy is writing like crazy, but he's everywhere. He's on YouTube, he's on radio, and we are thrilled to have you back on KMOX. It is, it is just awesome.
The place is very near and dear to me. It's where I started in radio in St. Louis, and KMOX was huge in helping me grow my career. And the giants of this profession I had a chance to work with. I may have physically left KMOX. I've never left KMOX emotionally. And I am so happy to be back in the family again.
There's much more to come. Thanks, Bernie.
See you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.